April 24th, 2015, Our Lady comes as Mary, refuge of holy love. She says, Praise be to Jesus. These commandments for a sound vocation are given to nourish and to support the existing vocations in hearts, and thereby the faith of those whom they lead. Vocations are not given solely for the recipient, but for the faithful in general. If a vocation is weakened by any of the points I mentioned, the community of faith around the vocation is weakened. In the same way, every sin weakens the general state of the heart of the world. While those of spiritual leadership have a greater influence, every soul affects the greater good. This is why personal holiness plays such an important role in the future of the world. This is why the ongoing struggle between good and evil has been obscured by Satan, who nourishes a spirit of complacency in hearts. You, my children, have been given the truth. In your hearts is the light of truth. Do not give in to the sentiments of accommodating sin, but always stand for God's truth. Salvation is not about making sin comfortable and acceptable. It is about avoiding sin and speaking out against it. In today's world, this is not popular, but you need only to be popular with God. I, your Heavenly Mother, pray for your courage. I pray for the steadfastness of every vocation. A note is given to read Titus, chapter 1, 7 through 9, the synopsis, description of moral conduct and responsibility to magisterial teaching attributable to a bishop. For a bishop, as God's steward, must be blameless. He must not be arrogant or quick-tempered or a drunkard or violent or greedy for gain, but hospitable, a lover of goodness, master of himself, upright, holy, and self-controlled. He must hold firm to be sure, word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine and also to confute those who contradict it.